Rebecca Rose has a new book released by Nimbus, just in time for Pride. It's called Amazing to Us LGBTQIA+ People in Atlantic Canada. It's aimed at readers aged 8 to 12 and illustrated by James Bentley. Elliot Page is in there with the late Candy Pometer, author Anne-Marie MacDonald, musician Joss Rayome, actor Walter Borden, Chris Cochran, a.k.a. Al Noir, and one of my colleagues here at CBC, Andrew Lamb, along with dozens of other people you might not have heard as much about. Rebecca previously wrote Before the Parade, a history of Halifax's gay, lesbian, and bisexual communities from 1972 to 1984. We spoke by phone. Rebecca Rose, welcome back to Main Street.
Thank you so much.
Can you tell me, I know this is a big question because there's a lot of profiles and there's a lot of people, but just can you tell me a little bit about who's featured in your new book?
My goodness. So it is two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, asexual, queer folks from across the Atlantic provinces. There are artists and activists and scientists and athletes and community members, drag performers, lots of different folks. There are folks that are living and folks that have sadly passed on.
How did you choose? Because the book is really thorough, it seems. but how did you choose who was profiled?
I'm always told that my writing is thorough, which I take as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
It was really hard, obviously. And like I said in the introduction to the book, there are people who are missing. So this is part of a series. It's part of a series by Nimbus, and it's the Amazing Atlantic Canadian series. And it started with Amazing Black Atlantic Canadians, youth, women, and then Innu or Mi'kmaq folks. And now we have Amazing to Us LGBTQIA+ folks. And it's so hard to choose because, as I say in the book, I think that simply living openly as queer or trans or intersex or asexual is amazing in itself in a world where there's still stigma and discrimination and violence for being those things. So there's just such a large number of folks that could have been in this book. One thing that was a little bit more tricky than maybe for the other books is that in terms of digging back into history, our lives weren't documented very well, you know, further back in our past because of the stigma around being LGBTQIA+ and two-spirit. And so there are maybe some more recent folks. So there is also someone from Newfoundland who lived in the 1800s. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. In the 1800s, or like, is there a time where you feel queer folks in the Atlantic provinces were better documented? Is it, you know, from the 1960s on, the 1970s on, or earlier than that?
Well, it depends on what you mean by documented. Right. So documented in positive ways.
Right. Okay.
Definitely would be more recently, you know, back, the farther back you go in history, the ways that we were documented were when we were criminalized. So in newspapers or in, you know, legal and court documents. So the more positive documentation is more recent, which is why a lot of the folks in the book are more recent.
Can you tell me about the Pride event in Kentville that is in the introduction to your book, and you say it's one of your favorite memories of Pride festivities in Nova Scotia. Can you tell me a little bit about that moment?
Of course. So because of my former book, which is Before the Parade, it's a history of lesbian, gay, bisexual activism in Halifax and Nova Scotia in the 70s and 80s, I have been asked to travel to and speak in all different communities all over Nova Scotia and lots of rural communities. And so that year I was asked to speak at the Valley Pride March in Kentville, and I got to speak alongside Chris Cochran, who's in this current book, who is a drag performer, Al Noir, and also an activist and community organizer and former makeup artist, you know, what doesn't she do kind of thing. And then we marched from this trail in the woods through town, and then we marched into this parking lot that was set up for a party, and there was a DJ booth, and it was all dressed up for Pride. And the first song that Chris ever remembers hearing in a gay bar came on, and we were at the front of the march as the speakers, and we marched into that parking lot, and it just felt like pure joy and elation and celebration in rural Nova Scotia. And I say in the book, I hope that everyone reading the book has a chance to feel that type of queer or trans joy. This book is primarily for youth. So the 8 to 12 age bracket, obviously depending on the youth and where they're at, hoping to give them something to look forward to, hoping to give them, you know, representation, possibility models to strive for.
And you've mentioned this a couple of times in the context of this book, queer joy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important to you and important for you to illustrate?
Well, I think that if you're a youth who, you know, we don't grow up in queer and trans families generally. I mean, my baby is going to grow up in a queer family surrounded by queer and trans people, but most of us didn't or don't grow up in queer and trans families. And so if you're not surrounded by those folks, those people, you need to see it somewhere. And so hoping that this book can be a representation of, you know, what's possible, because sometimes when you grow up isolated like that, you think that you're the only one, and that's super isolating. And I wanted to show youth and even some adults that might be isolated that you are very much not the only one, that we as 2SLGBTQIA plus people are everywhere. We're everywhere across around the world, but we're definitely everywhere across the Atlantic provinces, and we do a little bit of everything, as is kind of laid out in the book.
Is there a person or two who really surprised you as you're researching them? Their story has really stuck with you?
Oh my goodness.
I know.
There's over 50 folks in the book.
I know.
That's so, so, so hard. Not surprised me, but Eric Smith, from the South Shore of Nova Scotia, the AIDS activist, really stuck with me, sticks with me. I know Eric personally. I know his story, but he was a teacher who was fired because he was HIV positive, kind of during the peak of the panic around the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And, you know, for him, he had always wanted to be a teacher. And I think he said that that was the scariest thing about the panic that happened around him being HIV positive, was that he may not ever get to teach again. And so that has really stuck with me. Someone else from Nova Scotia that I'm really glad is in the book is Jerry States, who performed as drag queen Marchand. And she performed in the late 1970s in Halifax. She's from, he was from Windsor, then moved to Halifax and grew up here and was doing drag in the 70s. And I think that that's amazing. It was just very strong in who he was as a gay person and a drag performer, and later moved to Toronto with his partner, Scott, and unfortunately did die of HIV/AIDS, but that's someone I don't think that has gotten a lot of recognition.
And Jerry Stay started doing drag as a teenager.
Yes. And I think that's important for young people to see. I mean, Jerry was so sure of himself at that age. And as Scott says, you know, I just was so kind of firm in who he was, and what people said about him didn't bother him. Had a great group of gay friends, gay black friends, and a great community, and contributed a lot to the Turret and to the gay community in Halifax in the 70s. And I think that that's important for youth to see.
You said this book is for youth. Is there one message you really want people to come away with after reading this book?
I mean, I think the message is that we are everywhere. I'd like them to come away with the message that what's laid out in the book and more is possible for them. Like I said, there's so many different folks. We've got Elliot Page, who is probably the most famous trans man in the world, is from Northern Halifax, right? And has accomplished so much. And we've got scientists, and we've got athletes. We've got CJ Carly Jackson, who is in the PWHL playing hockey on the West Coast, Seattle right now. And we've got books and media. Like you said, we have Andrew Lamb. We've got musicians. There's just so much that is possible. And if it's not in here, they can dream it up, and they can do it as well. And I think that's, you know, in spite of what we face as queer and trans people, and because of who we are as queer and trans people.
Well, it sounds like you might have enough for a whole other volume.
Oh my goodness. There could be many volumes of this book, and I would never, ever cover everyone. I think similar to my last book, which is for kind of teens and adults up, I want it to be a jumping off point. So it's to introduce youth and adults. I think adults will get a lot out of this as well, to these people. And then they can do their own research into them and learn more. And then they can find other amazing 2S LGBTQIA plus folks in their life and beyond. And then hopefully, you know, that'll lead to more books and more media that represents the full breadth of our gorgeous, diverse community.
Rebecca, thank you so much for making the time today.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Rebecca Rose's new book is Amazing 2S LGBTQIA plus People in Atlantic Canada. She talked about how she was affected by a pride event years ago in Kentville. By coincidence, we have a conversation coming up later about Valley Pride, which gets underway Saturday.